Good morning. 8:05 a.m. on Thursday, July 8, 2021. It is a brand new day. How are you, folks? PC Herring here. Welcome to the walk. 65, 66 degrees here in my neck of the woods. Cool. Humidity is decent, but because of the cool weather, it's actually comfortable. Overcast and threatening to rain. Nice to be out and about today. So, what's the plan for the day today? I don't know. Yeah, I'm thinking about storytelling today, I think. I recently finished Mass Effect 3 as part of the Mass Effect Legendary Edition for the relaunch that happened in mid-May. And I had an interesting experience with it. Now, full disclosure, I have played the full trilogy before back when it released natively on the original consoles back in 2007 through 2012, or whatever the hell the original releases were. And for those of you who don't know, Mass Effect Trilogy is a space opera RPG shooter. And you write your character, you build your character, and you tell your character's story, and you play the game. And throughout the course of the game, you're interacting with other characters and situations and moments, and you can do all these things that affect how your interactions are with the other NPCs and things like that. And obviously it's all within a limited scale and limited scope because they can't, in terms of a video game franchise, they can't potentially give you every single possible outcome because, you know, they'd be building 1,000 options for every single step you take. So you got this huge decision tree, you got this huge series of events through close to 30 to 40 hours of gameplay per title. And it funnels down into, you know, the end game for Mass Effect 3. And I won't spoil it because I don't want to, you know, if you guys haven't played and if you're interested in playing, I don't want to ruin it for you. But I know where the endings go. I've played the series before. I've done the reading on it. And I knew the ending I wanted to point to. Well, here's the thing, though. I'm in the final sets of decisions and dialogues with the NPCs and, you know, making the final decisions that are quite literally going to determine the fate of the galaxy. And I responded, or I chose a dialogue option in-game that I felt was very in character for the character I was playing. And not only did I fail to achieve the ending that I was hoping for or I was planning for, I also achieved the worst possible ending in the game. Oh my lord. It's it was a moment, all right. I'm sitting there. It's late last night. It's probably coming up on 10 o'clock. I'm finishing this off, and I'm like, and she's, and my wife looks over. She's in the kitchen doing some prep work for the shindig on the weekend, and she looks to me and she sees the credits rolling. She's like, "Did you just finish the game?" And I looked at her and I said, "Yeah, I did." She said, "You sound disappointed by this." And I said, "Well, I kind of screwed it up in the 11th hour." There's a lesson to be had here. You know, you could obviously look at me and say, "PC, it's a game. What the hell do you care?" But the characters as written and as developed, not just the character you run, you play, the Shepard character, but also the squad mates and the other NPCs that you interact with throughout the course of the three games. In a weird way, yesterday, when I got to this worst possible ending, I said to myself, damn, I've let them all down. That's not gonna, no, I can't, no. And it was that disappointment, it was that letdown, it was that, oh, well, that didn't go as planned moment. Morning. And yeah. There's a life lesson there, I think. I think that it's a reminder that sometimes even the best laid plans, even the best of intentions can get mucked up by a single wrong move, or, I mean, not that there's a right or a wrong move, but a single move can screw up your best laid plans sometimes. You know, you know, in the context of the game, the universe gave my character something it wasn't expecting, and the character Shepard was defiant in the face of that uncertainty. And so the universe said, fine, F you. And, you know, I'm not going to get into psychology based on characters in a video game, but there's definitely something to be said about considering the consequences of your actions and considering the way in which you approach your actions and let your, I don't know if I'm making any sense today. It feels like, I mean, I know what I'm trying to say in my head, but I'm not sure if it's translating right. It's not even a road to hell moment. It's just one of those scenarios where I don't even know how to describe it. That's the problem. Here I am trying to communicate it to you, and I can't figure out how to phrase it. It's the concept of how one decision has a cascade of effects. You know, I turn left down this street, and I'm caught in traffic because of an accident on the road, and that gets me late to the office, which causes me to be unprepared for a meeting, which means that, you know, I said something or did something that the potential client did not want to hear, and therefore we lost the business. And maybe there's no conscious knowledge of that causal chain, but had I turned right, taken the alternate route, avoided that traffic, gotten to work on time, had the opportunity to fully finish my meeting prep, would that have changed the outcome? Who knows? I don't think there's a life lesson here. I thought there might have been at the beginning of this, but I don't think there's as much of a life lesson here as more of a thought experiment in how your actions early on in a sequence, no matter how minor, turn left, turn right, have a cascade effect Is that the butterfly effect? Is that the concept of the butterfly effect? I have to look that up. It might be. But yeah, the relationship between cause and effect and the sequence of causality. This cause creates that effect. That effect turns into the cause for that next effect, which turns into the cause for the next effect, etc., etc., etc. And just how that spills out. And there's something to be said about that when it comes to writing and when it comes to plotting. I've told this story before. I don't. Some of you may have heard it. Some of you may not. If you're new to me and my work, you probably have not heard this story. But Cybrosis. I think it's in chapter 7 of the book. I have the main character Cyrus gets attacked by one of the bad guys in her own home, and the fighting spills out. And as a writer, I had intended this bad guy to carry through most of the story, probably, I don't know when I was planning on writing him out, probably early in the third act or the end of the second act, somewhere in there. But this attack pushed Cyrus into a situation, and I'm writing this sequence, and I'm trying to force it to an ending that I wanted to get to because I needed this thing to happen. And it was as if she had taken on a life of her own. It was probably the first time a character had ever really popped off the page for me and told me what they were going to do and not what I wanted them to do. And it was as if she looked up at me from the computer screen and said, "This SOB has attacked me in my home, has hurt, injured me, may have killed one of my colleagues, and you want me to spare his life? Oh, F that." And she shot him. She killed him. And it wasn't the outcome I wanted for that scene. It wasn't the outcome I had planned for that scene. It wasn't the outcome I needed for that scene, but it was the only outcome that scene could provide. And that had a cascading effect on everything that followed in the rest of that book, for better or worse. Cause and effect. So yeah, that's the thought experiment. That's the thought engine for today. I'm kind of intrigued by it. I'm thinking of about doves and other things, about options and things like that. My father-in-law has a, I think it's a marching medley or marching rhythm from the armed forces. He did not serve, but he has family members who did, or had family members who, no, he's still alive, has family members who did. And I don't know the whole cadence, but fundamentally it boils down to go to your left, your right, your left, go to your left, your right, your left. And my father-in-law has been using this to reinforce left and right with my baby girl, and it's cute and it's funny, but at the same time it's also got me thinking, go to your left or go to your right or go to your left again. Poems from Robert Frost, Two Roads Diverge in a Woods. I don't have the whole thing memorized, but I took the path less traveled by and that's made all the difference. Again, lots of ways to interpret that. But at the end of it, it's about making a choice and the implication of the consequences of that choice, for better or worse. So, yeah. Wow, I go from video gaming to the cause and effect chain. Interesting. Oh, well, that's what you signed up for when you picked up the podcast this morning. So what's on tap today? Not as much as there probably should be. Day job is going well. We're hip deep in month-end close. We have to put some work product together for that. On the home front, we've got a few things shaken out today as we prep for the shindig. And that's really about it. Trying to get through this week, and then next week is going to be a whole nother can of worms, which I'll dive into a little bit more tomorrow, because we've been going for a little over 15, 16 minutes now, and I think it's about time to wrap up. I'm not quite back to the driveway yet, but I should let you guys get on with your day. So I wish you and yours a very happy, a very healthy, a very safe, and a very productive day today. And I will talk with you tomorrow, because like today, tomorrow will be a brand new day. Take care, all.